Welcome to another insightful episode of Season 2 of Cybersecurity Awareness Month podcast series, an integral part of EY India Insights podcast suite. I'm your host, Pallavi, and today we're diving into a transformative world of AI in cybersecurity. We're honored to welcome Shiv Prakash Abaru, partner in cybersecurity consulting at EY India. With over 26 years of experience, Shiv Prakash is a seasoned expert in cybersecurity, leading large-scale transformation programs and advising on cutting-edge security strategies across all domains in cybersecurity, including multiple engagements in MENA, Nordics, and Americas. Shiv Prakash, thank you for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you in this episode.
Thank you for having me, Pallavi. Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to all our listeners. I am excited to explore the impact of AI in cybersecurity as well as also look at what could be the possible challenges and implications, both positive and negative, of embracing AI along with its evolution in cybersecurity.
Thank you. Shiv Prakash, to start off, as we delve into the AI's role in cybersecurity, could you start by outlining how AI is enhancing our defense mechanisms against cyber threats?
So, Pallavi, the first thing that I would want to share or outline in this conversation is AI as a subject or as a science in terms of its application in general, as well as its application to cybersecurity, has been there for quite a long time. Now, till possibly 2022, the primary methods in which AI was getting used was predominantly around machine learning, deep learning, and to some extent, neural learning. Now, what has changed over the last couple of years is now we have what we are calling as generative AI, right? So, which is essentially providing a natural language interface to the end user to be able to speak with machines or interact with machines, whereas earlier the interface was always a programming language, either an abstracted level or a low level programming language. Now, what this has done is it has brought the technology much more closer to the users, and hence the adoption of it has become much more easier. At the same time, the second part that we would need to understand in terms of how this is evolving is think of AI as another subject which is learning and then going to a stage of knowing and then going to a stage of thinking and then going to a stage of reasoning. So right now in this journey of evolution, we are possibly somewhere between thinking and reasoning. We have crossed the stage where AI is able to learn, AI is able to know, AI is also able to think to a large extent, but the reasoning part, which is being developed right now and embedded into various AI models, that is going to bring the maximum amount of benefit or disruption in terms of how we have been approaching cybersecurity and how we are approaching it now. But at a very high level, the way AI is helping to enhance the current cybersecurity defense mechanisms is, one, it is helping analyze large amount of cybersecurity telemetry. And combined with the fact that the compute has sort of upgraded to a very large extent, where both from a software standpoint and algorithm standpoint, as well as from a hardware standpoint, we are right now able to analyze huge amounts of cybersecurity telemetry. Now, this has led to automation of threat detection, threat response, as well as threat intelligence. So all of these three areas, which are critical from a cybersecurity standpoint. And then the other outcomes it has led to is being able to run predictive analytics from a cybersecurity standpoint, being able to detect malware or any kind of adversarial action without manual intervention. Now, all of this has led to a huge amount of posture improvement for enterprises and organizations from a cybersecurity and risk management standpoint.
Thank you, Shiv. Now that we have set the context of AI in cybersecurity, we would like to know about its advancements too. So in your extensive career, what do you consider the most significant advancements that AI has brought into the cybersecurity landscape?
So apart from what I have already mentioned, which is the ability to analyze huge amounts or huge volumes of telemetry, I think the most significant impact and advancements that AI is bringing to the cybersecurity industry is being able to bridge the talent gap in the cybersecurity industry much more quickly and much more efficiently than we have been able to do in the past. Be it in terms of AI augmenting existing cybersecurity resources, or be it in terms of AI being used to train existing cybersecurity resources, or be it in terms of AI being used to, in general, spread cybersecurity awareness. I think the possibilities with the newer models and the versions of AI that are getting released will be significant to bridge the talent gap in the cybersecurity industry.
Thank you, Shiv. Now, pivoting towards the challenges, what are some of the challenges that organizations might encounter when integrating AI into their cybersecurity measures?
So the integration of AI from a cybersecurity standpoint is happening at three layers, Pallavi. One is the technology layer. Now, the integration of AI into the technology layer has been happening for the past decade or so and will continue to happen and evolve and increase. The other two parts or the layers where the AI integration is now beginning to happen is in the people layer and in the process layer, right? Because once we start using AI or AI-assisted technologies to augment the skills we have, people we have, or say automate repetitive processes that we will have from a cybersecurity standpoint, that is where the challenges around privacy, transparency, and explainability will come. Just to give you an example, for example, if I'm using any cybersecurity technology which is doing an automated threat detection based on AI, machine learning, and deep learning, the people part of the entire piece will get an alert. Now, as of now, I have people consuming that alert, acting on that alert, and being able to provide a trail of the actions that they have taken and why they have taken those actions, right? So the transparency, explainability, and privacy part is getting covered from a people part right now. Going forward, once we start either augmenting or replacing people and processes with AI-assisted technologies, that is where the biggest challenges would come, and I would expect the regulations and the other guardrails would also evolve to make sure that those kind of concerns get allayed.
Thank you, Shiv. Now that we've addressed the advancements and the challenges, could you share some successful examples of AI implementation in cybersecurity from your experience?
Like I said, for example, automation of threat detection. At a network level, if I go back 15 to 20 years back, all network anomaly detections or anomalous behavior detections were rule-based, right? Which means that we were dependent on the type of rules that we set to be able to detect any kind of anomalous behavior at a network layer or at any other layer in the IT landscape. But now we have technologies which are leveraging deep learning and machine learning to be able to look at those patterns and generate the alerts based on anomalous behavior in the network traffic that they see. So So it has taken the dependency away from people, skills, and a rule-based static system to a dynamic and a continuous monitoring kind of a mode. Right? I'll give you another example. This is something that we are doing internally in EY as we build our own IP around AI and using AI to sort of improve the posture from a cybersecurity standpoint. If you look at the total number of vulnerabilities that are discovered every year and the total accumulated vulnerabilities in the NVD or the CVD database, they would run into hundreds of thousands. Now to map them and give a description of what that vulnerability is, what the impact could be, and what could be the potential countermeasure is a humongous exercise if I need to do it manually. But with AI-assisted semantic learning, essentially AI understanding the language in which the description is written as if it was a human, and then translating it into a countermeasure and impact analysis, that has shortened the time that we would have, say, taken a year to do this exercise down to 15 days. Right? So that is the kind of impact AI is having and helping in improving cybersecurity posture, not only from the perspective of detection, but also from the perspective of how much time we would need to build a countermeasure.
Thank you, Shiv, for sharing such successful examples. Now, looking ahead, how do you envision the future of AI and machine learning in combating evolving cyber risks?
I think in terms of evolution, I think the biggest impact that we would see possibly over the next 3 years period or 36 months time period, and it will follow a maturity model, but we would see a lot of repetitive tasks that are done in the cybersecurity domain being either augmented to a very large extent by AI or being completely eliminated and taken over by AI. Now, that is where the entire agent architecture is coming in, where a lot of testing that was people-based and tool-based has already got automated to be an agent kind of an architecture built on top of AI, where the entire testing could be done continuously without the involvement of people and respective skills, right? So that is going to be a huge impact from the perspective of automation, from the perspective of how much time I take to detect and respond and recover from an attack, right? The next phase of evolution and impact would be on how we measure cybersecurity performance management at an overall enterprise level in terms of the metrics that we would use to measure the maturity of an organization from a cybersecurity standpoint. I think these are the two areas that I would think would have significant impact in the next 18 to 36 months time period.
Thank you, Shiv. Lastly, before we let you go, for our listeners who are cybersecurity professionals, what skills should they focus on to effectively work with AI-driven security tools?
I think apart from the standard subjects that we would need to have a grip on, right? Be it applied mathematics or be it computational mathematics, be it coding or programming, particularly in Python, and obviously having a very good grounding in machine learning and deep learning. So these are subjects that are mandatory today from a cybersecurity standpoint if we would look at people upgrading their skills to work with products with AI assisted or products or technologies which are completely driven by AI. But I think the other bigger part also would be going forward, people have to start looking at newer applications of AI, which could possibly have an impact from a cybersecurity standpoint. For example, build skills on graph databases, build skills on vector databases, understand how vector and graph databases work, and then slowly progressing towards understanding things like graph neural learning, which would have advanced applications from an AI standpoint on cybersecurity technology.
Thank you, Shiv. That brings us to the end of this episode. Your insights have been incredibly enlightening. Your expertise is a guiding light in the complex of ever-changing landscape of AI in cybersecurity. So thank you so much for sparing your time and sharing your knowledge with us and our listeners.
It has been my pleasure, Pallavi. Thank you for your time, and thank you for having me do this podcast. I am glad to contribute to this vital discussion and look forward to helping organizations adopt AI with the safety, transparency, and privacy requirements from a cybersecurity standpoint.
Thank you. Thank you to all our listeners for tuning in today's episode. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of AI's pivotal role in cybersecurity and how it's shaping our digital defenses. Join us next time for more discussions on latest topics in cybersecurity. Until then, stay informed and stay secure. This is Pallavi signing off.